chapter 5 this morning, Genesis chapter number 5. We've preached through this book already together. Today I want to give you a topical sermon. I've been burdened this week about this particular message, this particular topic. I did a word study this week, and this is something the Lord's laid on my heart, and asking God to use it in a mighty, mighty, mighty way. I'll be honest with you, if somebody said, Jody, you've got one final message to preach to the people of Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church, preach to the heart of the church. If the Lord said, you're going to die tomorrow or today, and it's your last sermon, and I'm going to let you choose what you want to preach on, I believe it may be this, what I'm preaching on today. This is the centerpiece, if you will, of everything else. I hope I've got your attention, right? Genesis chapter 5, verse 22. Now, I'm going to be giving a lot of scripture today. I'm not going to be asking you to turn to it with me, but you're going to be hearing a lot of scripture. Look at Genesis chapter 5, verse 22. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. Look at chapter 6, verse 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. You'll notice it says in chapter 5, verse 22, Enoch walked with God. In chapter 6, verse 9, Noah walked with God. And I preach to you this morning on this subject, walking with God. Walking with God. Let's pray together. Father, we love you and we do pray that you help our hearts to be right before you. I pray, our Lord, that you will help me to preach this message, because without you I can do nothing, and I understand that. I pray that you be with Brother Jackie Hodges. Whatever is going on with him, I pray it's nothing serious. We pray that you'll bless his wife, the family. Encourage them, I pray. And Lord, as you've laid this topical message on my heart, as we travel to different parts of the scriptures today, just to think about our walk with you, would you preach this through me? May it be understood. Thy will be done, in Jesus' name. Amen. May I say that walking with God is an exalted privilege that's given to all of God's children. What an honor that we can spend time walking with the God of the universe. Now I want to ask you a question. Are you walking with God? No doubt, maybe a majority of people here would say, yes, I'm walking with God. By the time this message is over, you may not be saying the same thing. I hope you are. I hope I do. See, I'm not asking, are you reading the Bible and praying every day? No doubt, reading the Bible and praying every day is part of walking with God. There's no doubt about it. You cannot walk with God and not read the Bible every day. You cannot walk with God and not pray every day. But I'm not asking if you're just doing that. That's where it starts. That's where it begins. I'm asking you this, are you walking with God? If you wonder what that means, I trust that this message will help you understand. It's important to realize that walking with God as God's children is not an option. It's an essential. Let me say that again. Walking with God is not an option. It's an absolute essential to our lives. It's been my experience that sinful problems, I'm not talking about problems, I'm not talking about sickness, I'm talking about sinful problems. Wicked problems. It's been my experience working with teenagers and others that sinful problems come when we fail to walk with God. Walking with God does not mean that your life will be a bed of roses. Walking with God does not mean that you'll never have any problems. But walking with God does mean that you'll have His blessing on your life and His help in your life, which we all desperately need. John 15:5, Jesus said, I'm the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. May I say this to you this morning? We need the Lord. We cannot make it without the Lord. We have to have his blessing and help in our lives, or we're just not going to make it, friends. We must walk with God. If you have sin in your life, if you have sin, I'm talking about ongoing sin, if you have sin in your life, walking with God is the answer. Walking with God is the problem. I'm saying somebody that fails to truly walk with God, they're inviting the devil into their lives, and the devil's going to have a heyday with them. And I'm telling you here that if you have any problem at all in your life, whether it be a sinful problem or a physical problem or a health problem, may I say this to you, that walking with God may not cure the health. It may not cure every single problem in life, but walking with God can help you through those times in your life. Walking with God is vital. It's vital. And may I say to you that if the people at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church truly walk with God, this church will be fine until the trumpet sounds. Are you walking with God? Let me give you three things about walking with God. First of all, we see the condition of it. May I say to you that not just anybody can walk with God. Listen to these verses and see if you can see the condition of walking with God. Genesis 6:9, it's the one we read here. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Colossians 2:6 and 7, and ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Ephesians 5:8, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Romans 6:4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. 1 John 1:6 and 7, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. Let me go back. Genesis 6:9, Noah was a just man. Colossians 2:6 and 7, as you've received Lord, I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, walk in him. Ephesians 5:8, you're now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Romans 6:4, walk in newness of life. 1 John 1:6 and 7, walk in the light. If you say you're walking with God and you're in darkness, it's impossible. See, the condition to walk with God is you must be God's child. You must be saved. You cannot be in the presence of God on a daily basis walking in agreement with God if you're a child of the devil. It's impossible. You must be saved. So understand what I'm preaching about today does not apply to somebody who's lost. What you need is you need to be translated from darkness to light. You need to have a new life and live in newness of life. You need to walk in the light, be a just man in the sight of God. And the only way a man can be just is if he's born again, is if he's trusted Christ and his sins are forgiven. That's the only way you can be just before God. The condition of walking with God is salvation. But here's where the message comes out. Secondly, we see the characteristics of it. How does a walk with God look? Now, this is what helped me. I did a word study on walk and walketh, and many things come out about a walk that's pleasing with God. The second thing I want to identify is what it means to walk with God. If you ask the average person, in my opinion, the average Christian, what's it mean to walk with God? They're going to say, read the Bible and pray. And I say this, you're right, but that's not all. That's where it starts. Because everything I'm going to give you comes from the Bible, so you need to be reading the Bible every day. If you're not reading the Bible every day, you cannot be walking with God. I'm not belittling Bible reading, please. because it starts there. You must have a steady diet of God's Word. But I'm asking you today, what does it mean to truly walk with God? How is walking with God characterized? If we're walking with God, what's it mean? What's it look like? What does it include? I remind you that two cannot walk together unless they are at one with each other. Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? They must be agreed. God, get this now. If you're walking with God and you're walking with Him, it means you're going His direction. It means that you're right with Him, and when He steps, you do. You're in agreement with Him. You're walking in agreement. You cannot walk in two directions, friends. If you're going with God, you're walking with God, it means you are in agreement with God. Well, how can you find what God wants you to agree with? You're looking at it right here. It's the Word of God. Now get this. God will not walk with us on our terms. He will not do that. God will walk with us on His terms. The only way you and I can truly walk with God is if we agree with Him. I agree. I agree. I agree. And if we're in agreement with God, and we're going His direction, we are walking with Him, let me give you a list of many things that will be included in your life. The walk with God is characterized by this, in other words. If this is not in it, you're not walking with God. Everybody with me where I'm going right here? Number one, long list now, a lot of verses here. Not going to have you turn. First of all, a walk with God that starts with reading the Bible, praying, a walk with God, first of all, includes obedience. Now, I want you to listen to these verses because all these verses have the word walk or walketh in it. Exodus 16:4, then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. The Bible says in Leviticus 18:4, ye shall do my judgments and keep mine ordinances to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. Leviticus 26:3 and 4. If ye walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Deuteronomy 5:33. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, that it may be well with you. Deuteronomy 8, verse 6. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His statutes, and His commandments, and His judgments, and to hearken unto His voice. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 14. And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days. Ezekiel 20, verse 19. I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes, keep my judgments, and do them. 2 John, verse number 6. This is love, that we walk after His commandments. This is the commandment that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye should walk in it. Psalm 119:1, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Get this. The point here is walking with God doesn't mean only that you're reading the Bible. It doesn't mean only that you're praying. A walk with God means you are obeying what He tells you to do. You cannot be going His direction living in defiance. You cannot be agreeing with Him, walking with God, agreeing with God if He's told you to do something and you say no. It doesn't work that way. A walk with God is a walk of obedience. One cannot be walking with God while disobeying God's will for their life. Now, friends, I'm not asking, are you perfect? Nobody is. But I am asking, are you as right with God as you know you can be? Because if there's anything in your life that is out of the will of God, you are not walking with God. It includes obedience. Secondly, it includes truth. We see this in 1 Kings 2:4. Listen to this. That the Lord may continue his word which he spake concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all of their heart and their soul, there shall not fail thee a man on the throne of Israel. 2 Kings 20 verse 3, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. 3 John verse number 4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. The Bible says in Romans 13, 13, let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness. Let us walk honestly. 1 Thessalonians 4:12, that ye may walk honestly before toward them that are without, and that you may have lack of nothing. Get this. A walk with God means you are in the truth. You are giving your life to the truth. We are walking honestly in the truth of God. Get this. If it is not true, it is not of God. Because God is truth. And may I say this to you, friends? Any time that you spend not walking with God, you are walking in a lie. Did you hear what I just said? Any time you're not walking with God, you are walking in something else. For instance, if your life is outside the will of God, there's something in your life that God told you not to do because it'll wreck and ruin and destroy your life. If you're not walking with God and you're yoked up in that, you are giving your life to a lie. May I say this to you? God is always truth. And a walk with God always goes in the way of the truth. Always. So it includes obedience. Secondly, it includes truth. Thirdly, it includes separation. Now that's a word that scares people today. Oh, you can't do anything there. I'm terrible. Now come on, friends. May I say this to you? If you walk with God, you will be walking away from the world. Amen. You walk with God, you're not going to be yoked up with this world. You will separate from it. Because a walk with God is not in the world, it's out of the world, and it's a life of separation. Now listen to these verses. Leviticus 20, verse 23. Ye shall not walk in the manners of the nation, which I cast out before you, for they committed all these things, and therefore I abhorred them. Listen to this. Proverbs 1, 10 to 15. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down in the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Get this. In other words, God's saying, if evil men are saying, join us, come on and join us. Hey, we're having the time of our life. We're going to spoil them. We're going to do it. Here's what he says. Cast in thy lot among us. In other words, they say, come on with us. Let us all have one purse. My son. Here's what he says. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. What's it mean to refrain? It means pull it back. He's saying get away from them. Separate. Because walking with God is not going to lead you into wickedness, lead you into ungodliness. The Bible says in Psalm 1:1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Proverbs 13, 20, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. 1 Corinthians 3:3. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there are among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Ephesians 4:17, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind. Ephesians 5:8, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord, walk as children of light. The point is, walking with God means separating from the world. and the things that displease him. If you walk with God, you will not be yoked up with the world, because he never leads in that direction. He never does, friends. He always leads away from the world. Now when we're talking about the world, we're not talking about the planet. We're talking about society apart from God. That's the world. In Scripture, the love of the world, if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. The world there is talking about society apart from God. The things that don't want anything to do with God. If you are walking with God, you will not get entangled in those things. You will stay separate from those things. So I ask you a question. Are you like Christ today? In your music, in your attitude, where you go, where you don't go, what you look at, what you read, is it of the world or is it of the Lord? Because if it's of the world, you're not walking with God. Because a walk with God separates from the world. James 4:4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Number four, it includes devotion. We see this in 1 Kings 8:23, and he said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in heaven above or on earth beneath, who keepest covenant and mercy with thy servants, get this, that walk before thee with all their heart. 2 Chronicles 6:14, and said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven or in the earth, which keepest covenant and show mercy unto thy servants, that walk before thee with all their hearts. Two different books. Basically the same verse. The point here is walking with God is not half-hearted. It's not a take it or leave it. Truly walking with God can only be done if you are devoted to Him. If you're walking with God, get this, if you're not walking with God with all of your heart, then you're not walking with God. Oh, that's convicting. Is my whole heart in walking with God? Am I completely devoted to God? Because, friends, listen to me. God is going that direction whether you go or not. Do you understand that? He's walking that direction whether we go or not. And if we make the decision to walk with Him, we are devoting ourselves to Him. Wherever He goes, I'm going. Makes no difference. And I'm leaving all that stuff behind. Do you get that? You must be devoted. A true walk with God includes devotion. You cannot be divided and have a walk with God, is what I'm saying. If you sit here and say, well, half of me wants to go with Him and half of me wants to stay here. Listen, there's only one of you. You can only be in one place at one time, okay? So you either completely devote yourself to walk with Him, or you stay put, or you walk in that direction. There is no middle ground in this, friends. It includes devotion. Number five, it includes humility. We see this in Micah chapter 6, verse number 8, where it says, He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Walking with God demands humility. The fact of the matter is no human being deserves to walk with God. No one does. It is only by the amazing grace and mercy of God that man has the opportunity to walk with God. If you're walking with God, you understand how blessed you are. And you're not puffed up. You show me somebody who is eaten up with pride, and I show you somebody who's not walking with God. Amen. Because when somebody's walking with God, friends, they are humble. They are contrite. They're not proud as a peacock. And there are people like that, may I say this, probably in every church, who are just proud, think they hung the moon, think they're doing God a favor because they said yes to Jesus Christ. Are you listening to me? If I get what I deserve, I'm burning in hell. And when He saved me, that's amazing grace. Now He says, I want to spend time with you. God. But He does not say, I'll do whatever you want to do. Doesn't do that. Great lesson for moms and dads, by the way. He says, son, I'm going that way. You want to go? You're welcome. Walk along with me. But if you're not devoted and you're not humble, you can't walk with me. You know what we all need? All of us. I'm talking about from here, starting right here, and maybe going all the way around and ending again right here. We need a steady dose of humility is what we need. This world's eaten up with pride, but not somebody who's walking with God. Let me give you the next thing. I'm getting so far into this, I'm losing what number this is, all right? The next thing, it includes integrity. Integrity. The Bible says in 1 Kings 9, verse 4, and if thou wilt walk before me as David thy father walked, get this, in integrity of heart and in uprightness to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and will keep my statutes, my judgments. Psalm 84, 11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. That means with integrity. Psalm 101 verse 2, I will behave myself wise in a perfect way. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. That means mature. It doesn't mean that you're sinless. It means mature. It means a heart of integrity. Proverbs 2 verse 7, he layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He's a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Psalm 26, 1 and 11, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. Proverbs 19 verse 1 says this, better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Proverbs 20 verse 7, the just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. Psalm 15, 1 and 2. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly, worketh righteousness, and speaketh the truth in his heart. See, when someone is truly walking with God, it involves integrity. The word integrity means character. It means perfect. It means upright. This does not mean that walking with God makes you perfect. No, but there will be a desire to be like God. There will be a desire to be upright, to have character, not to be sloppy in our attitude, but be a man or woman of character who chooses right because it's right to choose it. And they're a man or woman of integrity. Next thing it includes the fear of God. By the way, I'm giving you all kinds of information. I understand that. I'm jamming more and more in you. I get it. But I'm hoping something helps you here. It involves the fear of God. Because the Bible says in Nehemiah 5, 9, also I said, it is not good that ye do. Ought ye not to walk in the fear of our God because of the reproach of the heathen, our enemies. Get this. A walk with God always includes a healthy fear of God. This means that you revere Him, you respect Him. Nobody can walk with God who doesn't fear God. Nobody can walk with God who doesn't respect Him. Nobody can walk with God who doesn't fear Him so much that you don't want to do what's wrong. You don't want to displease Him. That's the fear of God. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 12, 13, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Keep His commandments. Revelation 14, 7, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to Him. You know what this country's lost? The fear of God. You know what our politicians lack? The fear of God. Don't let it happen to you. The next thing it includes the Spirit of God. We see this in Romans 8, 1 and 4. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Galatians 5, 16 and 25. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. A walk with God is Spirit-filled. It means it's Spirit-controlled. You cannot have a walk with God and be energized by the flesh. If you're walking with God, it means He's controlling you. The Holy Spirit of God, you're submitting yourself to Him, and He's controlling your life. So we see it involves the Spirit of God. Next, it involves faith. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." A walk with God demands faith. You say, why? Because you can't see Him, friends. Well, I saw Him. I walked with Him last night. No, you didn't. You saw something else. You've not seen God. The Bible says no man has seen God. How can you walk with somebody you can't see? By faith. It's by faith. You can't see Him, but you know He's there. Hey, you've not seen Him, but do you know He's there? Can I get an amen there, please? Do you know God's there? Let me tell you how. By faith. By faith. You can't see Him. Boy, we can feel His presence every now and then, can't we? And get this, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We've not seen Him, but we will one day, amen. It involves faith. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. 2 Corinthians 4:18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Let me tell you what's eternal? What you can't see. Your soul. There's only one eternal thing that our eyes can rest on, and it's the Word of God. Everything else that you see is temporary. But because you can't see God, that's just another proof. He's eternal. Let me give you two more things here. Just about done, all right? You know, that's the preacher's famous lie, right, when he says, I'm just about done. Let me give you two more things it involves. Give you one more quick final point and we'll be done. It involves love. We see this in Ephesians 5:2, and walk in love. As Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Get this. Walking with God will include love for others, even as Christ loved us. If you say you're walking with God, you don't love others, you're mistaken. You're fooling yourself. Because when you walk with God, walk in agreement with God, you love what God loves. You hate what God hates. If you're in agreement with Him. Let me tell you what God loves, people. No matter what they've done, how far they've gone, God loves them. You ever seen somebody like that? Oh, I'm walking with God, but I can't stand that brother over there, I tell you. Sure, I have a daily walk with God, but I'll tell you one thing. I hope I never have to shake His hand again. Are you listening to me? You don't even know what a walk with God is if that's your attitude. Because a walk with God's walking in agreement, and you cannot love God, be in agreement with God, and hate who God loves. Amen. It doesn't work that way. John 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, even as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. John 15:12, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I've loved you. Final thing it includes, by the way, it's not that these are the only things, but these are several things that you can make a prayer list. These are several things. These are not all the things a walk with God includes, but these are several things. Finally, thanksgiving. A walk with God includes a thankful heart. Colossians 1:10-12 says that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering, with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. These verses say, it says that you might walk worthy of the Lord. That you might walk worthy of the Lord. Well, what's a worthy walk of the Lord? It includes the list that follows. It'll be a walk that pleases the Lord. That includes good works, increased knowledge of God, joy. And then notice, a walk that's worthy of the Lord gives thanks unto the Father. Show me an ungrateful person, and I'll show you somebody who's not walking with God. Because a walk with God explodes in gratitude to the Lord. Psalm 69:30, I will praise the name of God with a song and will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Psalm 95:2, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving. Revelation 7:10-12, listen to this, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and to the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing, glory, and wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Let me tell you what we're going to hear in heaven. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Number one, we've noticed the condition of walking with God. Number two, the characteristics. Quickly and finally, we notice the covenant of walking with God. In 2 Kings chapter 23, verses 1 to 3, here's what it says. And the king sent, this is talking about King Josiah, it says, and the king sent, and they gathered unto him all the elders of Judah and of Jerusalem. The king went up into the house of the Lord, and all the men of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests and the prophets and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their ears all the words of the book of the covenant which was found in the house of the Lord. So they found the Bible. Now the king's reading it to the people. And the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all their heart and all their soul, to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people stood to the covenant. When King Josiah heard the word of God and read it in the house of God, he made a covenant with the Lord. I'm going to walk with you. And not only me, those under my leadership were going that direction. This means he was not afraid, now get this, he was not afraid to commit himself to live a life of obedience to the Lord of glory. We as God's children know it's right to have a walk with God, right? We know it's right. Let us make a covenant with him. You say that sounds serious. It is. So you better mean business. And let us not be afraid to commit ourselves to live in such a way that is well-pleasing in his sight. Genesis 5:24 says, and Enoch walked with God. And yet in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5, it says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony. Wait a minute, what was he doing before his translation? He was walking with God. But before his translation he had this testimony. In other words, this is the testimony he had. He pleased God. Let us determine to be like Enoch, walk with God, which means that this testimony that we please him is also our testimony. Now I'm on the conclusion, right there it is. I'm just going to right there, okay? John Wesley, what a great man of God. Here's what he said. He said, to walk with God is to set God always before us and to act as those that are always under his eye. It's to live a life of communion with God, both in ordinances and providences. It is to make God's word our rule and his glory our end in all our actions. It is to make it our constant care and endeavor in everything to please God and in nothing to offend him. It is to comply with his will, to concur with his designs, and to be workers together with him. Now listen to me. It is truly an honor for a human being to walk with God. This is only possible for those who are in God's family. And if you've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can walk with God. If you have, then the greatest need you have is a daily walk with God. We need him. We cannot make it without him. Our lives, our marriages, our jobs, our families, our churches, our ministries, our country, our world need God's children to stop playing games, and needs God's children to get as close to God and walk with him on a daily basis. This cannot take place unless you're reading the Word of God, unless you're praying, unless you're submitting to his will in your life. Are you truly walking with God? I close with this verse, Isaiah 2:5. O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Let's bow for a word of prayer, shall we? Father, we love you today, and I pray that you will help me to guide, lead, and direct this invitation. May the will of God be done. Your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed. I appreciate you being here today. God bless you. Thank you for listening so well, and thank you for being a part of this church service. But as they begin to play through softly as soon as they get prepared, I spoke today on a walk with God. May I encourage you right now that you cannot be walking with God if you are not in the family of God. That's the condition to walk with Him. Have you know without a doubt, that you are saved, you are born again, you are on your way to heaven. You're not trusting yourself, you're trusting in Jesus Christ and His finished work on Calvary, His death, His burial, His resurrection. If you die just like you are, you know you're going to heaven because of what Jesus did. Would you raise your hand? Be an honest person about that. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. If you can raise your hand to that, it's a great thing. I'll come back to you momentarily. If you could not raise your hand to that, thank you for being honest. It all starts with honesty. And I want you to know that if you couldn't raise your hand to that, you're among friends. You're among those who love you and want you saved. If you could not raise your hand to that, but there's a desire in you to be able to, do you understand what I'm asking? If you can't raise your hand to that and you don't care, this is not for you. But if you could not raise your hand to that, but something inside you, there's a desire that you would be able to with a surety. We want to help you. If that's you, quietly, would you raise your hand in the air with mine? Is there anybody like that? You say, pray for me. God bless you. Thank you. Somebody else? Anybody else? If you raise your hand at that, I want you to lift your eyes and look at me just a minute. Would you do that? Thank you for being honest. It's where it all starts. The Lord has brought you here because He loves you. And He's speaking to your heart, I believe. Because they're friends who brought you. In just a moment, we're going to have what we call an invitation. It's exactly what it sounds like. We're inviting you, okay? Can't force you to do this. But I'll guarantee you one thing. If you make this decision, you'll never regret it. If you don't, you'll be miserable. And then if you're ever not miserable making that decision, then that means the Lord has left you alone and you don't want that. You understand? I want you to poke those who brought you. Would you do that? Would you just poke them just a minute? And I want them to look at me. Thank you for letting God use you. We want to help these people. So when we give the invitation, I want you to come with them, okay? It just helps them a little bit to be able to do the right thing. We'll get somebody with you to help you. As a matter of fact, Brother Gary, I'm going to have you deal with them, okay? Why don't you come now? Nobody's looking. Nobody's looking. Come now. Would you do that? If you feel the Lord wants you to do this, nobody's looking. It's just us, just Brother Gary, myself, and you all. They'll be happy to help you out. I want Brother Gary, maybe your wife, if she's here. Yes. Why don't this precious couple help this couple here? Let's take as long as we need to take right here, as long as we need to take. No pressure, nothing like that. We want to help them. If you're here today and you say, Jody, I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, and I'm going to be honest with you, based on what you preached, I'm not sure I am walking with God. All those things you said includes a walk with God and obeying Him and humility and separation, all these kind of things. You say, Jody, would you pray with me? I want to have a better walk with... Now, all of us can raise our hand to this, but if God's speaking to you about this, God has your attention because of your walk with God. You know this is what you need. And it's not that you're not doing it, but you want to... God's speaking to you. He's speaking to you about it through this message. Would you be honest? Would you raise your hand? Be honest about this. Yes, well, that's a lot of you, a lot of you. Thank you for being honest. Hey, can I say this? I raise my hand with you. You can put your hand down. We have no singing today. Brother Gary and Miss Seaman are dealing with a precious couple. But right now, as she plays through, right now, let's all stand together, please. And right now, as she plays through, I'm going to pray. And when I say amen, if God's speaking to you about your walk with God, come. Talk to God. Talk to God. Father, bless it, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Your heads are bowed. Your eyes are closed. Right now, if God's speaking to your heart, would you leave your place? Would you come? Bring your walk with God to Him. Ask Him to help you have a better walk with Him. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence. Standing, you can look this way. I'm getting ready to dismiss you. I'm going to ask you to be very respectful, which I know you will be. We're dealing with a precious couple about their eternal destination. I hope you're praying for them. They may just be doubting or they may be lost. We don't know. But let's pray and ask God to speak to them. Be back tonight. Leaders, 6 o'clock here in the auditorium. Visitors, if you have a visitor's card, take it through the lobby, drop it off to Welcome Center. We're glad you're here today. God bless you. I'm going to ask, I'm going to ask Brother Joe Shaw, sir, if you wouldn't mind to lift your voice. I'm going to ask you to move that direction now as soon as amen is said so we give this couple some time.